Yesterday, I went to a road safety meeting. It was like information session. It had various different representatives, which was absolutely great. You know, I got to hear from Gary from AM Wreckers Group in terms of towing for crashes and things like that. Got to hear from Denise Lane, chairperson of St. John Ambulance Esperance as well, in terms of, you know, going to these crashes and things like that. Richard Moore spoke as well from the police. He even had the driving instructor as well, one of the local driving instructors in town. So, look, great perspective right there. I'm just going to play for you what Denise Lane had to say from St. John Ambulance Esperance. So, just great messages to get out there, particularly coming up to this Christmas period, this festive season.
This can be a traumatic time of year for many families. Not only for those that are involved in the accidents, but for the emergency services like St John Ambulance, Fire and Rescue, and the hospital staff as well. So we would ask that everybody please slow down, take that little bit of time, and please arrive safely with your families and your friends, and make sure that you do take that extra bit of time so that we don't have to come and visit you en route when you're making your journey. Thank you.
And if you check out on our Facebook page at Triple M Esperance, I've actually got a photo of them there, but also a car that it was a young driver that was a bit distracted on the road or fell asleep a little bit, and just a massive crash that occurred to that vehicle there. Now, chatting to Gary from AM Wreckers Group in regards to, you know, towing for crashes and various things like that. This is his message.
Most of the bad stuff's gone and I get to a scene, but, yeah, it still impacts you one way or the other, and definitely goes through the community. Like, it hurts people and goes through the families and whatnot, and goes down the line. Oh, I'm always disappointed because you hope people can manage their behaviours behind the wheels and whatnot, but yeah, you know, that's what the police are out there for. They always get a few, I suppose, and keep it under control. Sometimes you, especially when people walk away with a couple of scratches and you see the car and you think, how the hell did that happen? But yeah, sometimes, and you see little damage and people are really hurt, so you never know when you rock up to one.
Yeah, so vital messages right there, and just great to get those different perspectives now. There have been 138 fatalities on roads in WA so far, a decrease on last year's figure, which actually stood at 177 for the same period. Now, the factors of these fatalities and serious injuries on the road were down to speeding, mobile phone usage, distracted driving, and not wearing restraints and being impaired in some way, shape, or form. So just good to get that reminder out there, or just spread a message as well. And I was just happy to get out there and do that, quite frankly.